In Yemen, security forces once again fired on anti-government protesters in the capital, Sana'a. That follows a day of violence yesterday in which at least 26 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded. We spoke a short while ago with freelance journalist Tom Finn, who was in a mosque that has been turned into a makeshift hospital. Some listeners will find some of his descriptions in the conversation disturbing. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Can
you tell us exactly where you are and what you're seeing?
I'm in a mosque at the center of Chain Square in Sana'a, which has been turned into a field hospital. And as I speak, protesters are being dragged in. A lot of them have been shot in the legs and in the chest. This is just from this morning, so this is fresh violence that we're seeing. One man who's just been shot in the thigh told me that they were trying to expand the protest camp this morning. They were trying to put more tents down, and that's when they came under fire from government forces. It's really chaotic and gruesome scenes in here. There's blood on the floor and on the walls. And just about 5 minutes ago, a doctor ran into the room clutching a tiny little child who'd been shot in the head. I just talked to a nurse who said that the child was in the back of a car and that the stray bullet had come through the car window and had hit the child in the head.
Tom, did the nurse say anything about the hopes for that small child to survive?
The child is in critical condition, and she's, and the nurse said that she's not expecting the child to survive. There's a huge crowd of women gathered around the child at the moment, but lots of people crying and weeping, and it's you know, incredibly worrying scenes here, and it seems as if the violence is set to continue here. Protesters seem to be undeterred by the violence that took place last night, and there are calls for more marches both in Sana'a and across the country later this afternoon.
Can you tell us anything about why the security forces might have opened fire on the protesters?
Yesterday was the beginning of an escalation program by protesters here. They're growing tired with the ongoing political stalemate in Yemen, as well as the deterioration of basically everyday life. The prices of food and water have been going up rapidly over the past few months. So what happened yesterday was a huge march. The protesters were running, and many of them had batons and stones, and many of them seemed to anticipate that the clashes were going to happen yesterday. So I think the security forces were just completely overwhelmed by this number of protesters. And clearly the security forces decided they did not want to let the protesters get into the center of Sana'a.
Tom, you mentioned stalemate. This has been going on for months. There have been stages where it appeared that the president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, was prepared to perhaps leave power. We know he's in exile now in Saudi Arabia. Have we heard anything from him during this fresh violence about potentially stepping down?
We haven't heard any official statement either from the ruling party or from President Saleh in Saudi Arabia. But to be quite frank, there's a complete disillusionment now on the ground. People no longer believe in the political system in Yemen, in the sense that they're so used to hearing President Saleh make these promises and then go back on them that they decided they're simply going to take matters into their own hands. The negotiations going on at the elite level with the Gulf monarchies and the UN and the US seem very distant from on the ground here in Sana'a. People are saying that President Saleh stepping down and a president's elections are not enough. A lot of the protesters here want his whole family to be removed from power. So, you know, there's a lot of demand which is yet to be met here in Yemen.
We've been talking with journalist Tom Finn, who is based in the Yemen capital of Sana'a. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.